ॐ क्रिया बाबाजी नमः।
We are going to do Kriya Hatha Yoga. This has three different rules to be followed. Number one, you are going to do these exercises in pose and counter pose, asanam, matrasanam. Number two, you are going to do this in stages. The third one is you are going to do very free breathing in all movements, and no movement should be done with halted breathing. It is very important that free breathing is very necessary in this Kriya Yoga exercises. The first exercise, we are going to do Vanakka Asana. Heels together, feet apart, kneeling. Put your heads down, hands on side. Put your hands to salutation front of your head. Feet up. Om Kriya Baba Ji Namo. Put your hands on side. Kneeling. Stand up. Heels together, feet apart. And zero relaxed. The next asana you're going to do, sun worship. Surya Namaskaram. Heels together, feet apart. Put your hands above the head to salutation. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Bring the hand to the forehead center. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Bring the hand to the neck center. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Bring the hand to the heart center. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Bring the hand to the stomach center. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Kneeling. Put your hands above the head to salutation. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Vanakasanam. Put your head down. Hands to front of your head to salutation. Feet up. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Put your right leg forward. Left leg backward. Looking up the ceiling. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Go pose. Stay with your two hands and two legs. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Now snake pose. Put your body down. Put your palm beside the shoulder. Raise your body up. Look up the ceiling. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Lie down. Put your chin on the mat. Hands on side. Relaxed. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Now we're going to do the reverse order. Put your palm beside the shoulder. Raise your body up and look up the ceiling. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Go pose. Stay with your hands and the legs. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Put your left leg front, right leg back. Look up the ceiling. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Vanakasanam. Put your head down. Put your hand to front of your head to salutation. Feet up. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Kneeling. Put your hands above the head to salutation. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Stand up. Bring the hand to the stomach center. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Put your hand to your heart center. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Put your hand to your neck center. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Put the hand to the forehead center. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Put your hand to above the head to salutation. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Now we are singing sun worship songs and rotate clockwise. Deepam Jyoti Parabrahmam Deepam Sarvadamo Bhavam Deepena Satya Desabam Nair Deepam Namastude Kalai Deepam Namastude Uchi Deepam Namastude Sandhya Deepam Namastude Nisi Deepam Namastude Anbu Deepam Namastude Ahimsa Deepam Namastude Asana Deepam Namastude Prana Deepam Namastude Jnana Deepam Namastude Dhyana Deepam Namastude Mandira Deepam Namastude Bhakti Deepam Namastude Babaji Deepam Namastude Annai Deepam Namastude Amman Deepam Namastude Yoga Deepam Namastude Yogi Ardeepam Namastude Padanan Sitar Deepam Namastude Tulasi Deepam Namastude Mangala Deepam Namastude Sai Deepam Namastude Shanti Deepam Namastude. Put your hands on side, zero relaxed. The next asana we are going to do is integral shoulder pose, Sarva Anga Asana. Heels together, feet apart, lie down at the back. Move your head sideways, feet sideways and relax. With the free breathing, raise your leg up. Those who can, raise your body up, support the hip by the hand. In this position, your chin must touch the chest. You have to do the free breathing. Don't hold your breath in this position.
Om Kriya Babaji Namavo.
Lower the body slowly. Lower the legs. Move your head sideways, feet sideways and relax. Hands above the head. Touch the toe. Then jump up. Heels together, feet apart. To zero relaxed. The counter pose to this asana, you're going to do fish pose, mean asana. Zero relaxed, heels together, feet apart, cross your right leg to left, seated down, support by the hand. Straighten your legs, hold your right toe with the left hand, pull the leg up, Put your heel on the thigh. Raise your knee up and let it go down like a spring. When knee go up, breathe in. When knee go down, breathe out. Your breathing must synchronize with your leg movement.
Om Kriya Babaji Namavo.
Stop the movement, straighten your right leg. Hold your left toe with the right hand, pull the leg up, put your heel on the thigh. Raise your knee up and let it go down like a spring. When you move your knee up, breathe in. When knee go down, breathe out. Your breathing must synchronize with your leg movement. Always have attention in your exercise. When you do free breathing in these exercises, this is equal to pranayama and yoga breathing. When you have attention over your own movements, it's meditation. So it is an integrated yoga, the physical yoga exercise with the breathing as pranayama, and your attention over the exercise is meditation. Stop the movement, lower the left leg. Now you have to cross your leg with the left leg outside. Left leg must be outside. Hold the toe behind the knee and lie down. Lower the legs slowly. Put your elbow on the mat. Press the elbow, raise your upper body, plant the crown of the head on the mat. Put your hands on the thigh. Do free breathing. Don't hold your breath in this point. It will hurt your lungs. At this position, your body weight hold by crown of the head. Your back, if required, supported by two elbows.
Om Kriya Babaji Namavo. Om Kriya Babaji Namavo. Om Kriya.
Over the body slowly and release the hands. Now you have to raise your leg up again. Hold your toe behind the knee. And you have to start to move forward and back. When you move forward, breathe out. When you move back, breathe in. Slowly increasing your range of the movement. Those who can reach maximum range in this movement, you can able to touch your toe all the way behind your head. Don't hold your breath in this position. This will automatically massage the vertebral column very effectively to allow the flow of energy through the vertebral column and the central nervous system. This gives us all the energy to 72,000 nerve centers of the body. Stop the movement and sit it up. Release your hands, change your leg position, put your right leg outside, then stand up. Heels together, feet apart to end the exercise, followed by zero relaxed, followed by zero relaxed. The next asana you're going to do, standing crane pose, Nindra Kokkasana. Heels together, feet apart. Your hands above the head and relaxed at the wrist. Bend down, relax your hands and the head. Clasp your hands, turn to the other side. Now you have to move down and up without bending your knee or arm. When you go down, breathe out. When you come up, breathe in. That's your breathing condition to this movement. Your breathing must synchronize with your body movement. This is one of the exercises that as the pose becomes very important exercise for those who suffer from diabetic conditions. This exercise and the counter pose will be the therapeutic exercise for diabetic patients. Now you have to stop the movement, relax your hands and the head again. Stand up, put your hands above the head, relax at the wrist. Now you have to put down the hands and zero relaxed. The counter pose to this asana called bow pose. Will asana. Zero relaxed. Heels together, feet apart. Lie down at the front. Stretch your leg at the back. Put your hands on side. Put the chin on the mat and relax. Now you have to bend the leg at the knee. Move your leg forward and back. When leg move forward, breathe out. When leg move back, breathe in. That's your breathing condition to this exercise. Your breathing must synchronize with your leg movement. This movement, which will increase the insulin for the health of your body, will automatically be activated by this exercise. Upper side of the pancreas gets exercised by this movement. Breathe very normally while doing these movements. Now stop the movement, bend your leg at the knee and relax. Now you have to grab your ankle by hand, thumb on one side, fingers on the other side. Put your chin on the mat and relax. Now you have to raise your upper body up and down. When body move up, breathe in. When body go down, breathe out. Your breathing must synchronize with your body movement.
Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji Namo.
Stop the movement, put your chin on the mat and relax, still grabbing your ankle. In this particular relaxation, you have to do few deep breath and relax your body wall.
Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji.
Raise your body up again, then turn to the left. Move to the right, move to the left again, then move to the right, move to the left again, then move to the right, then turn to the center, release your hands, straighten your legs, put your head sideways and relax, head sideways and relaxed. In this particular relaxation, you have to do few deep breath and relax your body well. In this exercise, you would have exercised all the side of the pancreas and all the glands of the stomach and intestinal area will get massaged. And you will feel healthy in this exercise, and you by doing this exercise prevent sickness like diabetes to come to our body in our lifetime. Those who are in that condition of diabetic nature could follow this exercise in a therapeutic manner as instructed by the teacher.
Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Om Kriya.
Stand up. Heels together, feet apart. To end the exercise, followed by zero relax, followed by zero relaxed. It's the next asana we're going to do, Tapsi Devi pose, Virida Karani. Zero relaxed, heels together, feet apart, lie down at the back. Move your head sideways, feet sideways and relaxed. With a free breathing, raise your leg up. Those who can, raise your body up. Support the hip by the hand. In this position, your chin, no need to touch the chest. Now you have to start to move your toes vigorously. Keep moving your toes vigorously. You have to do this movement with a free breathing. Don't hold your breath. With no strains or stress, get to comfortable condition of rushing of the blood to the brain area. Have attention in your exercise always and breathe very normally as you continue to do this exercise. Stop the movement of the toes. Now you do the cycling movement. Again, you have to do this movement with a free breathing. Don't hold your breath. To accelerate the supply of the blood to the brain area. Stop the movement, lower the body slowly. Lower the legs. Move your head sideways, feet sideways and relaxed. Hands above the head. Touch the toe. Then jump up. Heels together, feet apart to end the exercise. Followed by zero relaxed. Followed by zero relaxed. The next exercise, counter pose exercise to this, called half fish pose. Padi Meenasanam. Heels together, feet apart. Lie down at the back. Move your head sideways, feet sideways and relaxed. In this exercise, your legs below the waist must be totally relaxed. Put your elbow on the mat. Press the elbow, raise your upper body, plant the crown of the head on the mat. Put your hands on the thigh, do free breathing. Don't hold the breath in this position. It will hurt your lungs. In this position, your body weight hold by crown of the head, your back, if required, by two elbows. You have to do this exercise in free breathing. Your both legs must be totally relaxed below the waist. The previous exercise and this exercise give us a lot of activation to the glands of the body, especially the neck and the head regions, the pituitary glands, salivary glands, and thymus, thyroid. They will get into the perfect condition of the activation in this exercise. This cures many of the allergic sickness like catarrh, sinus, and various other sicknesses that are concerned with breathing. Breathe very normally in this exercise. Lower the body. Release your hands. Now you have to move your head only sideways and relaxed because your feet is relaxed in this exercise already. Hands above the head. Touch the toe. Then jump up. Heels together, feet apart to end the exercise, followed by zero relaxed, followed by zero relaxed. Next asana you're going to do, flower pose, Kalapai Asana. Zero relaxed, heels together, feet apart, lie down at the back. Move your head sideways, feet sideways and relaxed. In this exercise, your hand must be on the mat. You shouldn't use your hand to support your body. Now you have to start to move your leg up and down. When you move your leg up, breathe in. When leg go down, breathe out. slowly increasing your range of your leg movement. Those who can reach maximum range in this leg movement, you can able to touch your toe all the way behind your head. Other people reach your own maximum in this exercise and stay in that position few seconds. Lower the body slowly. Lower the legs. Move your head sideways, feet sideways, and relaxed. Hands above the head. Touch the toe. Then jump up. Heels together, feet apart. Followed by zero relaxed. Followed by zero relaxed. Counterpose to this asana is snake pose, Pambu Asanam. Heels together, feet apart. Lie down at the front. Stretch your leg at the back, put your hands on side, put the chin on the mat and relaxed. Now you have to raise your upper body up and down without raising your legs. When body move up, open your eyes. When body go down, close your eyes. When body move up, breathe in. When body go down, breathe out. The two conditions must meet in this movement. Open your eyes, close your eyes, breathe in and breathe out. Stop the movement, put your palm beside the shoulder. Raise your body up and look at the ceiling. Then down. Raise your body up again. Then down. Raise your body up again. Then down. Put your hand to salutation front of your head. Raise your body up. Down with a clap. Raise your body up. Down with a clap. Raise your body up. Down with a clap. Put your hands on side. Put your head sideways and relax. Head sideways and relax. Stand up. Heels together, feet apart. To end the exercise, followed by zero relax. Followed by zero relax. The next asana you're going to do, yogic simple pose, yoga mudra asana. Zero relax. Heels together, feet apart. Cross your left leg to right and seated down, support by the hand. Straighten your legs. Hold your left toe with the right hand, pull the leg up. Put your heel on the thigh. Raise your knee up and let it go down like a spring. When knee go up, breathe in. When knee go down, breathe out. Your breathing must synchronize with your leg movement. Stop the movement, straighten your left leg. Hold your right toe with the left hand, pull the leg up, put your heel on the thigh and raise your knee up and let it go down like a spring. When knee go up, breathe in. When knee go down, breathe out. Your breathing must synchronize with your leg movement. In Meenasana, we did the right lotus pose. Here, we are going to do the left lotus pose. Stop the movement, straighten your right leg. Now you have to cross your leg with the right leg outside. Right leg must outside. Hold the toe behind the knee, seated straight as possible. Now you have to bend down and up. When you move down, breathe out. When you move up, breathe in. Your breathing must synchronize with your body movement. Slowly increasing the range of this movement. Those who can reach maximum range in this movement, you can able to touch your forehead on the mat. In this exercise, we do various bandha, bhava, and mudras. It's called the stamping power, relationship between the body as left to the right and right to the left. As the energy flows like that in our body, which we are now doing it. Stop the movement, raise your hands. Now you have to touch the bottom of the little finger with the thumb. Close your fingers tight, bring it front of your chest, push together, then move forward and back. Keep moving. In this movement, your hand grip must be held tight. Don't loosen your hand grip during this exercise. This is a Nadi Mudra. This mudra was originally done when a child in the womb of a mother. When a child is born, the child is born with this mudra as a receiving factor of energy of the mother. The child does this mudra. So we are doing the same thing to even genetic imbalances in our body. Stop the movement, put your hand to the solar plex, push it in, then move down and up again. When you go down, breathe out. When you come up, breathe in. Your breathing must synchronize with your body movement. Stop the movement, release your hands. Put your left hand at the back, right at the top. Then you have to start to move down and up again. When you go down, breathe out. When you come up, breathe in.
Om Kriya Baba Ji Namo.
Stop the movement, release your hands. Change your leg position, put your left leg outside, then stand up. Heels together, feet apart to end the exercise, followed by zero relaxed, followed by zero relaxed. Counter pose to this asana called half wheel pose, Padi Chakrasanam. Zero relaxed, heels together, feet apart, lie down at the back. Move your head sideways, feet sideways and relaxed. Bend the leg at the knee, knees together, feet apart, knees together, feet apart. Put your palm beside the shoulder, fingers facing towards the legs. At this position, those who can, raise your body up, plant the crown of the head on the mat. In this position, your body weight hold by crown of the head, two hands and two legs. You have to do the free breathing. Don't hold your breath in this position. If you cannot stand in this position, you can go back to the earlier stage and wait. Others who continue to do can do so. There is no compulsion that you have to be in this same position. Lower the body slowly. Release your hands, straighten your legs, move your head sideways, feet sideways and relaxed. Hands above the head, touch the toe, then jump up. Heels together, feet apart to end the exercise, followed by zero relaxed, followed by zero relaxed. The next asana you're going to do, sitting crane pose, Amarnda Kokkal Asanam. Zero relaxed, heels together, feet apart, lie down at the back. Move your head sideways, feet sideways and relaxed. In this exercise, your leg below the waist must be totally relaxed, must be totally relaxed. Hands above the head and relaxed. swing sit up. Relax a hand at the wrist without bending your knee or arm. You have to start to move forward and back. When you move forward, breathe out. When you move back, breathe in. That's your breathing condition to this movement. Your breathing must synchronize with your body movement. Your both legs must be totally relaxed below the waist. In this movement, your elbow or knees shouldn't be bent. Stop the movement, lie down at the back, put your hands all the way behind your head and relax. Bring the hand to side of the body. Now you have to move your head only sideways and relax, head only, because your feet already relaxed in this exercise. Hands above the head, touch the toe, then jump up. Heels together, feet apart to end the exercise, followed by zero relaxed, followed by zero relaxed. The counter pose to this asana called locust pose, Vittal Asana. Zero relaxed, heels together, feet apart, lie down at the front. Stretch your leg at the back, put your hands on side, put the chin on the mat and relax. Put your left hand away from your body. Raise your right leg up. Turn to the left. Put your hands on the thigh. Move your leg up and down. When leg move up, breathe in. When leg go down, breathe out. Your breathing must synchronize with your leg movement. You can bend your bottom leg for your body balance. Top leg must be straight. Your head must be totally relaxed on the mat. Stop the movement, turn to the center and relax. Move your right hand away from your body. Raise your left leg up. Turn to the right. Put your hands on the thigh, move your leg up and down. When leg move up, breathe in. When leg go down, breathe out. Your breathing must synchronize with your leg movement. Bottom leg, you can bend it for your body balance. Top leg must be straight. Your head must be totally relaxed on the mat. This is one of the finest exercises for the sportsman and those who do the continuous work or standing for long hours. This exercise gives tremendous stamina power. Stop the movement, turn to the center and relax. Put your forehead on the mat without bending your knee. Raise your leg up, then down. Raise your leg up again, then down. Raise your leg up again, then down. Put your head sideways and relax. Om Kriya Baba Ji Namo. Om Kriya Baba. Stand up. Heels together, feet apart. And followed by zero relaxed, and followed by zero relaxed. The next exercise you're going to do, pose of fitness of light, Vajrasana Mudrasana. Zero relaxed, heels together, feet apart, lie down at the back. Move your head sideways, feet sideways and relaxed. With a free breathing, raise your leg up. Clasp your hand behind the knee. This grip must be held tight till end of the exercise. Don't loosen your grip. Sit up the balance on your bottom. In this position, your leg must be hanging on the air. Don't cross your legs. You have to do the free breathing. Don't hold your breath in this position. Now you have to start to move forward and back. When you move forward, breathe out. When you move back, breathe in. Your breathing must synchronize with your body movement. You can slowly increase the range in this exercise. Those who can reach maximum range in this exercise, you can able to touch your toe all the way behind your head if you can.
Om Kriya Baba Ji Namah Om Kriya Baba Ji Namah
Stop the movement. Sit on your bottom again with a free breathing. Don't hold your breath in this position. Lower your body slowly. Release your hands. Straighten your legs. Move your head sideways, feet sideways, and relax. Hands above the head. Touch the toe. Then jump up. Heels together, feet apart. To end the exercise, followed by zero relax, followed by zero relax. Counter pose to this asana called pose of pelvic grip, Suddha Vajrasanam. Zero relax, heels together, feet apart, kneeling. Stretch your leg at the back, spread your legs. Seated between the legs. Seated straight up as possible. Now you have to put your hand on both sides of the legs and start to move up and down or rock up and down. When you move up, breathe in. When you move down, breathe out. Your breathing must synchronize with your movement. Keep moving. At this point, those who can lie down at the back, lie down at the back. Other people keep rocking. Those who lie down at the back, you must have to do the free breathing. Don't hold your breath. It will hurt your lungs.
Om Kriya Baba Ji Namah
Those who lie down at the back, seated up. Everyone tap back of your neck and the shoulder to release the tension created in this exercise. Stop the tapping. Kneeling. Put your heels and feet together at the back, then stand up. Heels together, feet apart to end the exercise, followed by zero relaxed, followed by zero relaxed. The next asana we're going to do, triangular pose, Mukkona Asanam. Heels together, feet apart, spread your feet and the hand. Touch your right toe with the right finger, right hand finger, and look at your left hand finger. Focus it. Move your right hand to the left toe. Back to the right toe. Then stand up. Touch your left hand with the left toe and look at your right hand fingertip. Focus it. Move your left hand to the right toe. Back to the left toe. Then stand up. Relax the hand at the wrist. Now you have to start to move down and up. When you go down, breathe out. When you come up, breathe in. Your breathing must synchronize with your body movement. In this movement, your hand must be totally relaxed at the wrist. Your shoulder joint must move along with your body, not freely. Stop the movement, put your hand in front of your body in the same direction, then bend backward with a free breathing. Don't hold your breath in this position. Straight up position, then spread your hands again. Now, without change your leg position, turn to the right. Move towards the right knee. Go down and up. When you go down, breathe out. When you come up, breathe in. Your breathing must synchronize with your body movement. In this movement, your hand must be totally relaxed at the wrist. Your shoulder joint must move along with your body, not freely. Stop the movement. Put your hand in front of your body. Then bend backward with a free breathing. Don't hold your breath. Straight up position, then face forward. Without change your leg position, turn to the left. Move towards the left knee. Move down and up. When you go down, breathe out. When you come up, breathe in. Your breathing must synchronize with your body movement. In this movement, your hand must be totally relaxed at the wrist. Your shoulder joint must move along with your body. Stop the movement. Bring the hand to the front of your body in the same direction, then bend backward with the free breathing. Don't hold your breath in this position. Straight up position, then face forward. Relax your hands. Hinge together feet apart to end the exercise, followed by zero relaxed, followed by zero relaxed. In the next asana, we're going to do is Shanti Asana. Zero relax, hinge together feet apart, lie down at the back. Move your head sideways and relax, head only. Move your head sideways and relax. Stop the movement of the head. Close your right hand fingers tight and do three deep breaths. Open your right hand, raise the right hand up to the elbow and put it down. Raise the whole right hand and put it down. Now you have to close your left hand fingers tight and do three deep breaths. Open your left hand fingers and raise the left hand up to the elbow and put it down. Raise the whole left hand and put it down. With this, now your hands and head are relaxed. Don't move your hands or head again. Now you have to press the knee to the mat and breathe in and breathe out up to the chest level 1. Breathe in and breathe out up to the stomach level 1. Deep breath. With this, your upper body totally relaxed. Don't move your upper body anymore. Now you have to start to move your right feet, toes front and back. Right feet, toes front and back. You have to observe this movement by your mind. Stop the movement. Move your left foot, toes front and back. Again, you have to observe this movement by your mind. Stop the movement. Now you have to rotate your right feet clockwise 3 times and counterclockwise 3 times with an angle. Stop the movement. Now you have to rotate your left foot clockwise 3 times and counterclockwise 3 times with an angle. Stop the movement. Now you have to touch both toes together and relax your feet both sides. Now you have to raise your right foot few inches above the ground and put it down. Raise your left foot few inches above the ground and put it down. Now your body totally relaxed with this. Now you have to look up your eyes to the between the eyebrows and close your eyes. Once you close your eyes, you shouldn't open your eyes until end of the exercise. Now you have to ask Master Kriya Babaji that pranic energy you created through this 18 exercises today to create lots of pranic energy that spread out all over your body to cure any sicknesses in your body at the present or preventing the future sicknesses to your body. Now you have to follow my instruction by your mind and go through your body parts and relax the body parts. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your elbows are relaxed. Your hands are relaxed. Your fingers are relaxed. Your head is relaxed. Your chest is relaxed. Your stomach is relaxed. Your lower abdomen area is relaxed. Your thigh area is relaxed. Your knee area is relaxed. Calf muscles are relaxed. Your heels up to the toes are relaxed. Your back of your head is relaxed. Your back of your chest is relaxed. Your back of your stomach is relaxed. Your back of your lower abdomen area is relaxed. Thighs are relaxed. Back of your knees are relaxed. Calf muscles are relaxed. Heels up to the toes are relaxed. If anyone feel any uncomfortable things or any pain in any of your body parts, you can keep suggesting that pain is go away from that body parts through this shanti. It will go away. Now everyone enjoying this relaxation condition at the current body position. Everyone will get this body position and the relaxation after your death. That's the reason this exercise called Death Pose of Relaxation or Shava Shanti Asana. Now you all experiencing that condition.
Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji Namo. Om Kriya Babaji Namo.
Now calm, comfortable and peaceful in this relaxation. Now pray for the peace to yourself, peace to the satsang, all who are participating yoga in this particular class, peace for the area in which you are going to do this class exercise, peace to the province, to the country, to the world and to the universe, such as you will go for to chant the universal Shanti Mantra. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Sat Nam Sadhu Ta O E Om Sprit Swami Kami Amin Amen Auman Salaham Ja Jajo Shosha Agnupapao. Now you have to turn to the right, put your hand below the head and relaxed. Now you have to turn to the left, put your hand below the head and relaxed. Now you have to turn to the center, move your head sideways, feet sideways and relax. Hands above the head, touch the toe, then jump up. Heels together, feet apart to end the exercise, followed by zero relaxed, followed by zero relaxed.
Oh. Baba.